where to pull them over. Watch how they keep the speed limit when they cross the border. Fact, not a happy man. It's news time, 10 o'clock.
ABC News, good morning. I'm Nicole Butler. The vet that treated the latest horse to die from Hendra virus in Queensland says she took the required safety precautions. Kylie Schaff says tests have confirmed a horse that died on Monday at Park Ridge south of Brisbane had the disease. It's the third outbreak in the state southeast in less than a fortnight, and 17 people are being tested for Hendra. Dr. Schaff says it's the second time she's been tested, having worked at the Redlands Veterinary Clinic on Brisbane's Bayside in 2008 when her colleague Ben Kinney died from the virus.
I think the risk for Hendra virus would have to be very low in this situation. Precautions were taken, so there's no reason for alarm, and the health authorities don't consider that my risk is significant, but it's just a precaution to do the testing.
Meanwhile, the Australian Veterinary Association says some vets are refusing to treat horses because of the risk of Hendra virus. Spokesman Barry Smith says members aren't willing to risk their lives.
Horses can be infected with Hendra virus and be excreting virus for 3 or 4 days or so before they start to get sick. And the only way you know that they might be sick is if you're taking the temperature constantly. And of course, that doesn't happen because most of these horses look normal. And the only way you can confirm it is to do a laboratory test.
A 4-year-old boy is fighting for his life in hospital after being kicked in the head by a cow on the Darling Downs. Police say the incident happened on a property north of Oakey earlier this morning. The boy has been flown to Royal Brisbane Hospital and is on life support. Residents at Fernvale in the Brisbane Valley say they are among the forgotten victims of the summer floods. It's been 6 months since the disaster struck. At an ABC radio forum in Brisbane this morning, one resident told the Premier people in Fernvale are still struggling.
There are people living in tents. It is freezing. I have no carpets. I still have holes in my walls. I'm having to rely on charity. You need to come and see what people are living in. We've got rats. We're fighting rats now that the council still haven't got around to, and promising things that aren't getting done.
Premier Anna Bligh says the efforts of the state government and local councils to rebuild infrastructure have been world class, but she's acknowledged it will take some time for households to fully recover.
I'm not surprised that there's frustrations. This was a disastrous, catastrophic event. People are going to be angry at government, they're going to be frustrated, and some of that will come my way. For those of us who weren't affected personally, one thing we can do is absorb some of that, actually be the person that people want to yell at sometimes.
The Federal Health Minister says she's confident the Parliament will pass new cigarette plain packaging laws. The government will introduce the legislation later today. Last night, Liberal backbencher Alex Hawke told the House he opposes the move because it's a nanny state response to an everyday problem. Nicola Roxon says she'll consider only minor amendments from the opposition.
I'm very confident that we have very broad support within the Parliament for this. Of course, it's true that the Liberal Party were dragged kicking and screaming, but they have announced that they will support this legislation.
Melbourne broadcaster Darren Hinch has had a liver transplant at the Austin Hospital. The operation took 8 hours and reportedly went well. The 67-year-old was diagnosed with liver cancer last year and had been given just months to live. To sport, and Willy Tonga will make his return in Newcastle on Monday after being named by the Cowboys for their Round 18 NRL clash. The Queensland centre spent 6 weeks on the sidelines after injuring his shoulder in the first State of Origin match in Brisbane. Former Knights forward Corey Patterson has also been included and will play depending on the availability of other players. Cowboys coach Neil Henry says Tonga's return adds experience to the back line.
We've really had to sort of fill people in, you know, losing Antonio as well. And Ben Jones has been filling in there, and Gavin Cooper's been out there wearing the 4 on his back, and we've been able to put him back in the back row. And yeah, Will Tupu's held his own. I thought he was improved against Penrith, which is good for the kid.
You're listening to ABC News. Now to Queensland's weather. Isolated light showers about the far northeast coast, fine over the remainder of the state. A top of 26 degrees for Cairns and Townsville, 25 at Mount Isa, 22 the top for Mackay, Rockhampton and Bundaberg, and 21 degrees in Gympie. A fine day in the southeast with moderate to fresh and gusty west to southwesterlies. A top of 21 degrees for Brisbane, 19 at Ipswich,